Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I'm alone in the dark,
need to go. Time and time again. That's Chicago bringing us back. You ever get a chance to see them in concert, do not miss it. It's awesome. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Katie Petrillo is here. She is the product marketing lead for our LastPass product, which is the identity and access management solution from LogMeIn. LogMeIn, all one word, logmein.com is the website. Find LastPass there, right, Katie?
Yep, there and at LastPass.com as well.
LastPass.com, go direct. I'm going to check you guys out. I'm going to compare what you've got to the one I have. I'm not going to say the name.
Yeah, do it. We have a free password manager, so anybody can get started today.
Katie, we love free around here. We love free. Yeah. So thank you for that. All right, so I want you to give us a report on the third annual Global Password Security Report. We talked in the previous segment about passwords, why people need them, why you need to make them stronger, how to make them stronger. What are people doing around the world?
Yeah, absolutely. So LastPass has been in the password management business for about a decade now, just over. And in that time, we have 47,000 businesses using LastPass. That's the data that we looked at last year was the data that's behind those 47,000 businesses. So we wanted to see what are the trends, what are people doing at these companies, what is their password behavior, to kind of get an indication at like how security hygiene is doing across the world. And so what that means is we're looking at reused passwords, looking at the use of multi-factor authentication, all these habits that indicate whether you are doing something, you know, in a secure manner or if you're not. One of the things that we found was password reuse is really common. We talked about it before the break. Those weak passwords, you know, you forget your password.
You mean like password, Katie?
Yeah, exactly.
My password is password.
Exactly. Well, that, but also then going using that password on multiple sites.
Yeah.
So that's not good because, like we talked about, that brute force attack. If you're using that same password on your Facebook account and then they get into your Facebook, and you're also using it on your LinkedIn and your Twitter, they're into all your social media.
Or your bank.
In your bank, yeah. I mean, they're taking over. Yeah. So that's not a good thing that we want to be seeing. And I think what we found is actually the average number of reused passwords is up to 13, and that risk is one of the number one risks. That's what I said. We heard from the Verizon data breach report, 80% of breaches are caused by weak and reused and compromised credentials. And this is a very significant challenge, especially in small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really one of the biggest risks.
But I'm seeing here, though, over half of businesses around the world are using multi-factor authentication.
Yeah.
That's a good number. I'm surprised at that number, half.
And that number's up from last year, was only 45%. So it's on the rise.
Yeah.
And multi-factor authentication, I'm sure everyone knows that that is the ability to, so you have your password, that's one form of authentication. Then you want to add a second factor, whether that's like a push notification or your face or a fingerprint ID.
Every so often my bank says, yes, I see that you're here, but we just sent you a number on a text and we need you to put that number in so we really know you're the one.
Yep. Exactly. Because that's just adding an extra layer, because it's not just saying, yes, you're entering your password on this machine, but we're going to verify that you also have the phone that you associate with this account and that you are able to receive this message and enter it in.
I got a call from a credit card company. I got a call from a credit card company, and she was verifying something, and she said, sorry to bother you. I said, thank you.
Exactly. Like you want people taking these extra steps, because I don't want anyone stealing my credit card number or my bank account.
I work hard for my money. I don't want somebody else to have it.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So it's appreciative. And that's, I think MFA sometimes gets a bad rap for being like, oh, I'm adding this extra step to you getting into your bank or to getting into your email or whatever. Thing is, like, you want to protect this information. And also the other side of it is MFA is getting much, much easier to use, especially with something like biometrics. You don't always have to receive that six-digit code that you then have to go enter. What if you just got a message on your, like a little notification on your phone, you did your fingerprint, you showed your face, just like most of us are doing on our Pixel or our iPhone, things like that. Then you just get right in. And the thing is, biometric authentication like that is a lot stronger than that you receiving that code.
I have a fingerprint reader.
My face.
I have a fingerprint reader on my laptop.
Yeah. And that fingerprint, that is yours. Like you, that is not something that is going to get stolen.
So this is something. This is something we're going to all have to get better at. We're going to have to become professional access management people. Not only at our work when our bosses expect us to be and they give us the tools,
but also at home.
We're going to have to do it in our smartphones. This is going to have to become the same second nature as saying, "Wait a minute, did I lock my house when I left?"
Exactly. I mean, this is a widespread issue. You have just as many passwords at home as you do at work, and there's a lot of ways that you can be doing.
How many times do you walk away from your car and you hit the button twice and you love hearing your horn beep?
You don't
worry about it. Yep. You're going to have that same kind of practice with passwords, aren't you, with access management?
Yeah, and the equivalent of that is receiving that push notification, that second factor of authentication when you try to log into something.
Katie, I got
to
stop because
hey,
I need to come. I got to stop you. I need a quick commercial. It's called LastPass. Okay. That's the product of Log Me In, and it's LastPass.com, and there's a free trial there, right?
There is, yes.
How'd I do, Katie?
Awesome.
Hey, Katie, good job. Come back soon. Katie Petrillo, ladies and gentlemen, with LastPass. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.